looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.
Well, ambulance crews in this city are at breaking point, and on Monday there'll be industrial action from the Paramedics Association. As we go to air this afternoon, the New South Wales Paramedics Association say the state government is pushing back against the planned action, which of course they're entitled to do. But because of this, I can exclusively reveal that this action is being brought forward to tonight. Now, Friday and Saturday nights are usually the busiest period for our AMBOs, so I'm very worried about what's to come. I mean, our paramedics, gee, they're doing it tough. And I want to give a huge shout out this afternoon to our paramedics because they're absolutely at breaking point. These are the men and women who've been through such a challenging couple of years dealing with everyday emergencies, but also the pandemic. And I'm not just talking about the paramedics, but also those in control centres. We say a heartfelt thank you. But a lot of these hardworking people are spent, under-resourced and underpaid. They're absolutely exhausted, and through absolutely no fault of their own, we've got a really big crisis on our hands. As we go to air, there are only 12 ambulance vehicles around Sydney. So in the biggest city in the country, a sprawling metropolis, there are only 12 cars on the road to help with emergencies. Yesterday, there were only 7 at the same time. In the Illawarra region, there are no ambulances available right now, and the Central Coast is at status 3, which is the most severe level. This is a disgrace, and no wonder our paramedics are fed up with these terrible work conditions and lack of resources. I mean, you've got a feel for them. And the same goes for those working the phones in the control centres. This is simply not good enough. They can't keep up with demand, and once they get patients to hospital, there aren't enough beds to keep up with demand, so our AMBOs have no choice but to wait outside. Ramping can go on for hours. They're overwhelmed, so much so that the Sydney Morning Herald has reported today the drastic measures for people who call 000 are seriously being considered. For those patients who call 000 but don't need urgent care, they would be transported to general practitioners or pharmacies under a proposal to help the state's ambulance network deal with unprecedented demand. The Herald reports New South Wales Ambulance is reviewing, quote, an alternate transport option to healthcare services such as general practitioners or pharmacists for some 000 callers who are assessed as having conditions that do not need an urgent ambulance response. Now, the Premier, Dominic Perrottet, spoke about this today, and he said he's open to it.
Well, I know this is something that they've worked on in Victoria, and I would expect and appreciate that ambulance teams across our state would look at new ways of doing things, particularly at a time where there is pressure on the health system.
Look, the fact is the situation's bad, really bad, and the unions want the state government to fix the mess. Now, this was HSU Secretary Gerard Hayes on the program yesterday.
The situation is dire at the moment, and it's been progressively worse throughout the pandemic. So this goes to a point of over the last two decades of under-resourcing. The pandemic has exposed that there's very little redundancy in the system. Last year, we saw the pandemic of the workforce, so with the amount of absenteeism and furloughing. And so now we're coming back into some level of normality. We have the flu. We have people out socially, having accidents, injuries, antisocial behaviour, and you've got COVID on top of it. Mm. And then on top of that, you've got a workforce that is potentially furloughing or sick themselves. So it's a perfect storm, unfortunately.
Well, the state government needs to do something here because lives are at risk and our poor AMBOs are physically and mentally exhausted. Not only could lives be lost, but if the current crisis continues and worsens, well, I think the coalition's cooked come the state election next March. We've seen what happened in the recent South Australian election. Ramping was the red button issue that saw Stephen Marshall booted out as Premier after only one term in office. And trust me, if there is ramping happening outside our hospitals in the lead up to the election next March in this state, the Perrottet government can kiss goodbye a fourth term in office. That's how serious this is and how damaging it can be to the government unless they do something about it. To our Ambos, we say again thank you, and we say sorry you've been put into this terrible and quite frankly shameful position. You don't deserve it after everything you've done to keep us safe. To the Premier, to the Health Minister, the system is broken. Fix the mess, otherwise lives will be lost, paramedics will leave the job, and it's a crisis that will end the government's chances of winning the election. End of story.
Are you looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.